It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The police, who investigate crime, and the jurors, who go on their lunch break and try to bone.
Yes.
These are their stories. Welcome to another edition of Law & Order, Second Date Update Unit, starring Melissa and Mark. If you missed the first part, Melissa is on the phone. She wants to call Mark today. They actually had jury duty together, went to lunch every single day, very, very flirty, even made plans to go out after the case was over. But since then, she has not received a call from him. She's tried texting him to get together and nothing. It's been over a week now, and she wants to get him on the phone and find out why he's not calling her back. Melissa, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And you didn't notice anything on any of your lunch dates with him that maybe, I don't know, changed the atmosphere between you two?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the only thing, like, I mean, I said that I like unicorns and rainbows, but I don't think that that would have, I don't know. I don't think that would have been, like,
but you don't think unicorns, you don't think unicorns are real or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
That, you could see how that might happen.
Yeah.
We've had things like that go down in the past on a Second Date Update, so I wouldn't put it past you. Like, no, we argued for hours about the fact that unicorns do exist out in the wild. All right, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can find out what the problem is, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Mark.
I'm speaking.
Is this Mark who served jury duty just about a week ago?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm from the district attorney's office, and I need to speak with you about something.
I don't think you can say that.
No.
What's going on?
My name is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay.
Close to the same thing.
What is this? What's happening?
Well, it's a segment that we do on our show called the Second Date Update, and one of our listeners actually emailed us to get a hold of you. Her name is Melissa. And you two had jury duty together.
Yeah, we did.
Yep. And you guys went to lunch like every day that you had jury duty, right?
Yeah. Why do you know that?
Why I know it? I'll tell you why I know it. I know it because we talked to Melissa. And she's really confused because she said that you guys were flirty, going out to lunch every day. And she thought you guys were going to actually have a date after the case was over, and now you're not calling her back. So she wanted to see if we could get you on the phone and ask why.
Oh, man.
Is there a reason that you're not calling her back? Did you not like her?
No. That's the complete opposite. Like, I just fell for this girl, man. Like, hard.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. It was one...
Wow. If you liked her that much, then why would you not return her text message or her phone call?
Because I don't trust myself around her, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's such a line of BS. What does that mean? Are you married or something?
No, I'm not married. It wasn't anything like that. Like, I just I realized that, like, it probably wasn't great for me to be around her. Like,
how, though? What do you mean?
She didn't do this intentionally, but she, like, inadvertently changed my vote for this trial.
What?
Whoa.
And after, like, I got back and I was like, oh, my God, like, I just put this dude away when I didn't really believe that he was guilty because she did. And we were talking and it was just like, oh, no, yeah, totally, completely. I know, I agree with you, of course, you know.
Whoa.
She
told you, okay, sorry, you're confusing me a little bit. So you voted that this guy was guilty, but you didn't think he was guilty because of her.
Yeah, I can't really explain it, to be honest with you. I mean, she's so beautiful. My God. And she's so smart. I feel like I would do anything for her.
Whoa.
And that terrifies me.
Usually that's a good thing. Yeah, where people are like, man, you're amazing. I would do anything for you, but you feel like...
Listen, if she can convince me to convict an innocent dude, what else could she convince me of, you know?
Oh, I'm sure that guy would be totally understanding. Like, hey, listen, I had the hots for this girl.
Don't worry.
Sorry about that whole locked up thing.
And I didn't call her.
Yeah, back. Sorry, buddy. It was love. Happy 5 to 10. I feel so incredibly guilty about the whole thing. I mean, this girl is amazing. If you talk to her, just please tell her there's nothing that she did. There's not like.
Okay, I don't even have to tell her that. You can.
I told you I don't want to talk to her.
No, I mean, she's on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you. So
are you serious?
Yeah, you've actually already kind of told her what the problem is.
Really, Mark? Of all the things, that's the reason?
Oh, my. This is so awkward.
I didn't force you to vote one way or the other. You just asked me my opinion, and I gave it to you. I don't understand how that can make you feel like you don't want to see me again.
I know you didn't try and do anything. I know, but based on what you're saying, you convinced me to change my vote, and I changed my vote, and it's like this guy is behind bars now, and if I saw your face again, it would just make me think back to that moment, and I would feel like I put an innocent man behind bars because of you, and I just couldn't, I can't deal with that.
Wow.
What?
It's not even like a big case. I mean, it's not, he'll be in jail for a month. It wasn't like the sentence was that harsh.
It's not like you sentenced somebody to death.
Melissa obviously thought he was guilty. So, I mean, there's the other side of the argument, too.
It doesn't matter. It's already said and done. It's over, you know? And, like, this guy's behind bars right now who knows what's happening to him in there because of me. And I can't deal with... No, I can't deal with that guilt.
He's probably in, like, a minimum security prison. I mean, he's probably, like, in county downtown. He'll probably be out in about an hour for, you know, overpopulation. Like, I'm sure it's not that bad.
That doesn't matter. There's a guy behind bars because of me.
And 10 other people. There were 10 other people.
It's not just you.
I was the deciding vote. I had a vote on this man's life, and I screwed it up.
This man's life.
Melissa, are you still attracted to Mark after all this?
I think I'd prefer someone with more of a backbone, to be totally honest.
Oh.
Yeah, you seem like kind of a pushover, Mark.
That's what I'm saying. I can't be around her. I know that.
Okay. So you don't want to be around her because you have no backbone and you would never be able to stand up for yourself.
Normally I am. I'm a strong-willed person with a strong backbone, but even just hearing her voice, I turn into a jellyfish.
Well,
okay.
Hey, Mark, I need somebody to pick up my dry cleaning. Can you do that for me?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't want to, but I probably would.
In that case, Mark, would you like to go out on another date with Melissa? We will pay for a second date.
I mean, yes and no.
Yes and no. I guess the decision is all Melissa at this point. Melissa, do you want to go out with Mark again? It's your call.
Say no.
Yes, but I want him to pay for it, not you guys.
Dude, oh! Melissa, I feel like you're going to use your powers for evil.
Yeah.
Harness
them
for
good. Well, now that I know I have them, I must.
Oh, I'll do whatever you want. Let's just get this over with then.
Oh, my God.
Wait, are you saying you'll go out with Melissa again?
I have no choice.
Okay, and Melissa, you actually do want to go out with him again? I need to make sure.
Yeah.
I've never been put in this position before. Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Congratulations, Melissa. You got yourself a second date.
Oh, man.
Woo-hoo.
And an indentured servant for life, I think.
What have I done?
Oh, my gosh. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.